your bears.
Proof we didn't see him.
Ready? We ready?
Lee, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Yep. Good afternoon, and welcome to the Thursday, March 26th meeting of the Senate Committee on Rules. And we're here to do executive appointments today for the first time this session. I think for Senator Boqvist, it's the first time for him to be here when we've done executive appointments. And so I want to just briefly explain the process. We have a room full of people who are being appointed to various boards and commissions. And what we will do is call you forward one at a time if you're the only person on that particular board, or as a group if there's more than one. We'll ask you to tell us very briefly your name, a little bit about your background and why you want to serve in this assignment. Then we'll ask committee members if they have any questions for you. And we won't be acting on your particular appointment right then, but we will, at the end of today's hearing, be acting on all of the appointments together. So don't worry if you don't hear us voting on your name immediately. I assure you we will get to it. So that's the process, and we'll just go ahead and get started. And I'll begin by opening a public hearing on the appointment of Gregory Marler to the Board on Public Safety Standards and Training. Gregory, if you'd like to come forward.
Mr. Chair, should I sit?
And
or?
You should sit down. I didn't explain that part, but you should definitely sit. And just tell us your name and who you are and why you'd like to serve.
Thank you, Chair Rosenbaum and members of the Senate Rules Committee. My name is Greg Marler, and I appreciate the opportunity to sit before you and address you today. I'm being appointed to the Board of Public Safety of Standards and Training, and I'm currently the Fire Chief of Douglas County Fire District Number 2 in Roseburg, Oregon. I have over 31 years of experience in the fire service, and I also currently serve as a board member and would be representing the Oregon Fire Chiefs Association. I feel that my education, my background, and my experience will enable me to be able to provide safety and continued professionalism to the public safety agencies that this board oversees to ensure that the citizens of Oregon are properly served to the highest standard from their public safety agencies. So, and I'd be welcome to answer any questions that you might have.
Great. Well, thank you for your willingness to serve, and I will ask the members if they have any questions.
I just have one quick
question. Yes, go ahead, Senator Boqvist.
Okay, so you're fire chief and appraiser?
I'm sorry,
I'm
Senator Boqvist.
I'm looking at your background here. So
yes,
you're
sir.
The fire chief, correct?
I am the fire chief, yes, sir.
And your other occupation? You're not. Okay.
I don't have another occupation, sir, that I know of.
Well, that's good.
Okay. Looks like that we don't have any other questions for you, so we'll thank you for being here and for your willingness to serve.
Thank you for your time.
And I'll close the public hearing and next open a public hearing on the appointment of Gary Johnston to the Board of Trustees of the Oregon Institute of Technology, and he is joining us by phone. Good afternoon. Is this Gary Johnston?
It is.
Hi, Gary. This is Senator Dianne Rosenbaum, Chair of the Senate Rules Committee. I'm here in the state capitol in Salem, and with me are Senators Lee Beyer and Senator Brian Boqvist. And we've just opened a hearing on your appointment to the Board of Trustees of the Oregon Institute of Technology. So if you'd like to just tell us briefly a little about your background and why you'd like to serve on the OIT board, we're all ears.
Okay, thank you. Sorry I can't join you in person. Chair Rosenbaum, members of the committee, again, my name is Gary Johnston, and I'm from Idaho, and I'm a nominee for the Oregon Tech Board of Trustees. I grew up in Long Creek, Oregon. It's a little small town between John Day and Pelton, and I graduated from Oregon Tech with a BS in software engineering back in 1989. After graduating, I worked for UPAC for almost 17 years. Before leaving HP, I served as the Director of Research and Development for Laser Jet Printers. Over the years, I've served on the Oregon Tech Alumni Association, the President of the Advisory Council, and the Oregon Tech Foundation. And from 1988 to 1990, I also served on the Oregon State Board of Higher Education as a student member. Oregon Tech has had a huge impact on my life, and I'd like to serve on the Oregon Tech Board of Trustees so I can give back to the state and the university that gave me so much. Thank you for the opportunity to testify before you today, and I'd be happy to answer your questions.
Okay, thank you very much for joining us and for your willingness to serve. And do we have any questions for Gary Johnston? Okay, I don't see any questions for you, so we'll be acting on your appointment at the close of today's hearing, and thank you again.
Okay, great. Thank you for your time.
Bye-bye. And I'll close the public hearing. And next, the next person is also by telephone, so we'll wait just a minute. Oh, and it looks like we, so I can call Lisa Leif for the Oregon Medical Board if you'd like to come forward, and then we also have another person joining us by phone. Okay, I'll open a public hearing on the appointment of Lisa Leif and James Lace to the Oregon Medical Board. Maybe we could just go ahead and hear from Lisa since she's here. Okay, so you know our drill by now, and we'll look forward to hearing from you.
Good afternoon, Senator Rosenbaum, senators. Thank you for the opportunity to address you. I am a podiatric physician who is a nominee for a position on the Oregon Medical Board. I have been in private practice in Newburgh for the last 28 years. I'm an active staff member at Providence Newburgh Medical Center, where I also serve on the Credentials Committee, which I did for the last 15 years. I feel like I have a valuable skill set to bring to the board. From 1993 to 2002, I served as a chair and a member of the Podiatry Advisory Council to the Oregon Medical Board. And since 2002, I have served as a consultant for them. And if I'm appointed, I look forward to working with the Oregon Medical Board in Miss Haley.
Great. Well, thank you very much for being willing to serve. Do we have any questions for Ms. Did I pronounce your name correctly?
You did. Thank you.
I don't see any questions for you, so we'll thank you again and let you go and act on your appointment at the close of the hearing. It looks like we don't have our other appointee just at the moment, so we'll just move on. So I'll close the public hearing. I guess we can reopen it when we get him. Okay. And next, I'll open a public hearing on the appointment of Shapon Sinlapse Okamura to the Commission on Asian and Pacific Islander Affairs. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Senate Rules Committee.
Good afternoon. Excuse me. Thank you, Chair Rosenbaum and Senators, for giving me the opportunity to express my interest in serving on the Oregon Commission on Asian Pacific Islander Affairs. I have been, in my entire career, has been helping and working with the immigrant refugee population throughout the United States, and for the last 15 years in the state of Oregon. I work with vulnerable populations, and throughout the last 15 years, through my experience, I have worked to help build a network and collaboration with our federal law enforcement group, our nonprofits, and the government. I also serve in various capacities before the Department of Justice in the Immigrant Crime Victims' Rights Subcommittee as chairwoman, and also the VAWA grants. And so I am so grateful to and honored to have this opportunity to serve on the commission if allowed. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Do we have any questions for Ms. Okamura? Okay, I don't see any questions for you, so we'll thank you for your willingness to serve.
Thank you very much.
Yes, thank you. And I'll close the public hearing and open a public hearing on the appointment of Alicia Reidman to the Oregon Board of Dentistry, if you'd like to come forward. Good afternoon, and welcome to the Senate Rules Committee.
Good afternoon. Thank you so much. Senator Rosenbaum, Chair, and thank you for taking time to speak with me today. I'm up for a position on the Board of Dentistry, and
Oh, yes, you do need to say your name.
Alicia Reidman. Yes. Sorry, thank you. I live in Lane County in Eugene, where I've worked for 8 years with Community Health Centers of Lane County. I have an outreach program where we serve all the children in need. We go to the schools, WIC, Head Start, Relief Nurseries, and as well as all the elementary school students, and bring preventive dental services. We partner with many the school nurses, many safety net programs, and find care for those children who can't get into care. As well as I've worked on the Government Relations Council for over a year, and for the Oregon Dental Hygiene Association, and that's been an amazing time. So I'm excited to be a nominee for the Board of Dentistry, and I'm hoping to bring my experience in dental public health as a part of that position, so we can protect the public and work with others in my field to better serve those in need. Thank you so much for
great.
Your time.
Great. Well, thank you. It sounds like you'll bring a great background to this assignment.
Thank
you for your work with
thank
the kids,
Thank you for your time.
Too. So do we have any questions for Alicia? Okay. I don't think we have any questions for you, so we'll let you go, and thank you again. And I'll close the public hearing, and next I'll open a public hearing on the appointment of Holly Spruance to the Oregon Educators Benefit Board. If you'd like to come forward. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Senate Rules Committee.
Thank you. Good afternoon, Chair Rosenbaum, members of the committee, and thank you for your time this afternoon. My name is Holly Spruance, and I live in Eugene, Oregon, and I'm here representing the non-management district employees for the Oregon Education Association as a nominee for the Oregon Educators Benefit Board. My educational background includes graduating from OIT with a Bachelor of Science in Medical Technology. For several years, I worked in the medical field on the professional side as a medical technologist, and then I did some marketing for Oregon Medical Labs, and then I became a health insurance and life insurance representative for Oregon, or OEA Choice Trust, and I've been there now for close to 17 years. OEA Choice Trust used to provide Oregon Public School employees insurance, and then around 2007, we transformed into providing school employee wellness grants, and we also support the tooth taxi. And since 2012, in October, I've been the executive director there. My work experience has filled my calling of being a servant to others, especially over the last 17 years working with the public school employees. I've always been interested and cared about the well-being of others, and should I have the privilege to serve on the Oregon Educators Benefit Board, I'll use this knowledge of insurance benefits and systems along with the understanding of what the members need by asking them. The work we do at the trust gives us direct access to school employees, and we visit with them often. I look forward to using my knowledge and experience in working with OEP members, entities, consultants, and carriers to provide value-added and high-quality health care at affordable costs. And I really do thank you for this opportunity to present before you, and I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Well, thank you for your willingness to serve on this important board. Do we have any questions for Ms. Spruance? Okay, I don't see any questions for you, so thanks
okay,
again.
Thank you very much.
And I'll close the public hearing, and we will go back and open a public hearing on the appointment of James Lace to the Oregon Medical Board. He'll be joining us by phone. Hi, is this James Lace?
Yes, it is.
Hi, this is Diane Rosenbaum, Senator and Chair of the Senate Rules Committee. Here with me in the state capitol are Senators Ginny Burdick, Senator Lee Beyer, and Senator Brian Boquist. We've just opened a public hearing on your appointment to the Oregon Medical Board, so we'd like you to say your name for the record, tell us a little about your background, and why you'd like to serve on the medical board.
Okay. Chair Rosenbaum and members of the committee, for the record, my name is Jim Lake. I'm a pediatrician in Salem. Many of you know me from my work with the Oregon Medical Association on legislative issues. I was asked by the current medical director of the Oregon Medical Board to serve on the Oregon Medical Board. I have done expert review of cases for the board in the past as a pediatrician and a primary care provider. I have always tried to keep the interest and safety of Oregonians first and foremost in my dealings with the board. I will continue to do this as a board member and will operate within the guidelines and laws concerning the practice of medicine in Oregon. I have been privileged to practice medicine in Oregon for the last 38 years and regard my profession as an instrument to help promote the health of Oregonians in general, and especially children, since I'm a pediatrician.
Okay, well, thank you for being willing to fit this into your busy schedule. Do we have any questions for Dr. Lace?
No, I just noted that it has an odd background with a Russian degree.
Ah, yes, Senator Boquist just noticed that you had a degree in Russian.
Yeah, well, and we've chatted before on some bills in the past, because he's my senator. Anyway, that was my undergraduate degree, and I also speak a little bit of Swahili, and besides English, of course, and I'm actually right now out of the country, coming back from Tanzania, where I volunteer as a pediatric consultant. So I enjoy being able to do these things as I get older, and like I said, I regard my medical background as a real opportunity to help children in Salem, around the state, and also internationally. So it's been a privilege for me, you know, all these years to be able to do all this, and my health is still good, so I enjoy the challenge and the opportunity to reach out and do these things. And so my time with the board, I look on the same avenue, which is it's an honor to be asked to do this, and I may not seem to take these things seriously, but I actually take them pretty seriously. So to me, it should be interesting, and I will continue to be involved with the Oregon Medical Association on legislative issues. So you will see me there testifying periodically or being involved in the background. So,
Okay, well, thank you again, and say dos vidania.
Or you can, in Swahili, you can say badai, which is goodbye for now. See you later. So.
Okay, bye. Okay, thanks a lot.
Okay, see you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I'll close the public hearing and next open a public hearing on the appointment of Mark Baird to the Appraiser Certification and Licensure Board. He will be joining us by phone as well. Hello, is this Mark Baird?
This is.
Hi, Mr. Baird. This is Senator Dianne Rosenbaum here in our state capitol. I'm the chair of the Senate Rules Committee. Here with me are Senators Lee Beyer, Senator Brian Boquist, and Senator Ginny Burdick. And we've just opened a hearing on your appointment to the Appraiser Certification and Licensure Board. If you could just say your name again for the record, tell us very briefly about your background and why you'd like to serve on this board.
Okay, I prepared about a one-minute blurb. Are you ready?
Perfect. Great.
Okay. Dear members of the Oregon Senate Rules Committee, my name is Mark Baird, and I am a state-certified general appraiser with about 25 years of experience of appraising real property in southwestern Oregon. I am a nominee for the Appraisal Certification and Licensure Board of Directors. I've been a Jackson County resident since 1973. I have a Bachelor of Science degree in Business Administration from Southern Oregon State College, now Southern Oregon University. My experience in appraisal is with virtually all types of real property, both rural and urban, residential and commercial and industrial, and agriculture. I feel my vast and diverse experience will benefit the ACLB issues that will likely arise, and I'm very proud to have received the nomination to serve. I look forward to making significant contribution to the ACL board. Okay, is that enough? You want me to continue?
No, I think that's just great. So thank you very much, and let me just see if we have any questions. Are there any questions for
Absolutely.
And I don't see any questions for you, so we will be acting on your appointment at the close of today's hearing, and thank you very much for joining us.
Okay, I appreciate your consideration. Thank you.
You're welcome. And I'll close the public hearing and open a public hearing on the appointment of Keith Washington to the State Aviation Board. Hello, is this Keith Washington?
Yes, speaking.
Hi there. This is Senator Dianne Rosenbaum. I'm the chair of the Senate Rules Committee, and with me here in Salem at the state capitol are Senators Lee Beyer, Senator Brian Boquist, and Senator Ginny Burdick. And I've just opened a public hearing on your appointment to the State Aviation Board. If you could just say your name again for the record, tell us briefly about your background and why you'd like to serve on the Aviation Board.
Sure. My name is Keith Washington. I am an Oregon native, currently employed as a senior director of aviation at Nike, Inc. In my job role, I have overall responsibility for the functions within Nike's flight department, with a goal of leading a world-class aviation operation here at the corporation. I started at Nike in 2005 as a pilot, and most recently served as chief pilot prior to assuming my current responsibilities as the senior director of aviation in 2013. Throughout my career, I've led the majority of our more complex and strategic initiatives, across the various aspects of our flight operation. And currently I'm focusing my energies on leading our team through a strategic reset of our flight department. I've been flying for 34 years. I began flying at the age of 16, received my pilot's license shortly after my 17th birthday. All of that was at a small flying club at the Troutdale Airport. That was a long time ago. I completed the remainder of my primary flight ratings when I was down in Eugene, McKenzie Flying Service and Flight Craft of Eugene, while going to the University of Oregon. My first commercial flight experience was flight instructing while I was at the flight craft. And then in 1988, I was hired by Horizon Air, which was my first job as an airline pilot, which was my dream. In 1989, I joined United Airlines as a 747 flight engineer and spent just shy of 16 years with United, where I held various positions, flew numerous aircraft, 737, 757, 767, the Airbus. The last 10 years of my career at United were as a captain. And currently, even though I'm spending the majority of my time as the leader of the department, I still do fly some, both international and domestic, on our Gulfstream aircraft. Big time Oregon Duck fan. Actually met my wife in the stands at Autzen Stadium. I'm very connected to Oregon. I live down in the Eugene Springfield area right now. I'm very fortunate to be a member of the University of Oregon after the Hall of Fame, with my teammates from the 1984 track team. I am married to my wife, Tiffany, and we have two daughters, or my stepdaughters, Alexandra and Madeline, 24 and 20, respectively. From perspective of the Aviation Board, you know, my roots for the aviation are right here in the state, and I've been very fortunate to have a lot of exposure to the system, and I think this is a very critical time right now in global aviation and state aviation, and believe that my background, because it is so varied, would be able to lend hopefully some expertise to the board in a policy position to help ensure the long-term success of Oregon's aviation system. I think it is very critical, and looking at kind of the nearer term, I think there's going to be some unique challenges, and I hope to be able to offer up some insight to how we might be able to navigate them.
Okay, well, thank you very much for your willingness to serve, and let me see if we have any questions. Nope, I don't see any questions for you, so we'll be acting on your appointment at the close of today's hearing, and thank you again.
Thank you very much for your time today.
Okay, I'll close the public hearing, and next open a public hearing on the appointment of Randall Smith to the Electrical and Elevator Board, if you'd like to come forward. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Welcome to the Senate Rules Committee.
Chair Rosenbaum and members of the committee, my name is Randy Smith. I live in Sletz, Oregon, which is in Lincoln County. I am here today because I'm interested in being appointed to the Electrical and Elevator Board. I have been in the electrical trade since 1991, have gone all the way through as a shop boy or shop person all the way up through journeyman and then owned and operated my own business for 12 years as an electrical contractor. And I'm currently the Lincoln County Electrical Inspector. And I just feel that this is a very unique opportunity for me to be part of something that I believe in and would love the opportunity to give back to that industry.
Great. Well, thank you for taking this on. Do we have any questions for Randy? Okay, I don't see any questions for you, so we'll thank you again, and we'll be acting on your appointment at the end of the hearing. And I'll close the public hearing and next open a public hearing on the appointment of Marilyn Green to the Home Care Commission. Hi, is this Marilyn Green?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Marilyn. This is Senator Dianne Rosenbaum. I'm the chair of the Senate Rules Committee. With me today are Senators Jenny Burdick, Senator Brian Boquist, and Senator Lee Beyer. We're the members of the Senate Rules Committee. I've just opened a public hearing on your appointment to the Home Care Commission. If you could just say your name again for the record, tell us a little bit about your background and why you'd like to serve on the Home Care Commission.
Okay. Thank you. My name is Marilyn Green, and I thank you, Chair Rosenbaum, for having me today. A little bit about myself. I live on the Oregon coast in Port Orford for more than 33 years, and I worked 16 years as a case manager with aging and people with disabilities before retiring 2 years ago. And now I'm retired and I'm ready to get involved again. And this is the Home Care Commission is something I think would really be a good fit for me. I really want to be a part of ensuring the quality home care that the seniors and people with disabilities and mental illnesses deserve. I believe it's important to provide education to the employers of home care workers and to the workers themselves. I mean, I think that's a really strong component, and I love what already has been done in that regard. I really want to be a part of continuing that and having it expand. And my personal experience as an employer of home care workers, and that, you know, that's really given me a really good insight into, you know, the needs of home care workers as well as employers. And one other thing is the skills that I feel like I would bring to this is communication skills, and also just living my life, I've developed really strong problem-solving skills. I'm sure most of the people that serve on the commission could probably say that. And I feel like it would be a really good thing for me to be able to serve on the Oregon Home Care Commission. And I'd really be honored to do so.
Great. Well, we're glad you're willing to volunteer and take this on. So let me see. Do we have any questions for Ms. Green? I don't see any questions for you, so we'll be acting on your appointment at the close of today's hearing. Thank you again for joining us and for your willingness to serve.
Thank you very much.
And I'll close the public hearing. And next, open a public hearing on the appointment of John Russell to the Oregon Investment Council, if you'd like to come forward. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Welcome
Madam
to the
Chair.
Senate Rules Committee.
And members of the committee, my name is John Russell. I've been nominated to be a member of the Oregon Investment Council. I hope that elements of my background will be of value to the council. Professionally, I'm an owner of office buildings. One of my buildings was the first LEED building in America and the biggest category. And as you know, real estate is a piece of the portfolio of the investments. My education, I've got a master's degree in business from Harvard, where you're taught in theory how to evaluate businesses, which is really what our analysts do. And as a volunteer, I've served on the City of Portland's Landmark Commission, Planning Commission, I chair the Development Commission, and I served for the state on the State's Transportation Commission. And in each of these volunteer capacities, the intellectual challenges were enormous, and I feel like I made some contribution to each of these, and I hope to do the same for the Investment Council.
Great. Well, thank you for taking this on. It's a very important assignment.
Indeed.
Do we have any questions for Mr. Russell? Yes, Senator Boqvist.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you, Mr. Russell. I mean, if you don't know, I've had a bone of contention with the Oregon Investment Board for, I don't know, a decade since I've been in this building. We had a downturn last time around, and I'd like you to maybe expand a little bit on your background, because we go up and down, and we're in the second longest run in history, as I think you know, because you're in this line of work.
Right.
And it's going to take some tough decisions, you know, at the investment board at the next downturn, because then they'll be coming back to us, and I think you know all the interconnections all the way out to the PERS and everything else in the investments estate. Any insight on your thoughts of how our portfolios look now? I think you know the investment board has made recommendations to the legislature in terms of moving some of those responsibilities elsewhere, and they've at least been in the news if you haven't been following them closely.
Yes, no, I have been following that. Well, I chaired the board of my college, which funds all tuition is funded by the endowment, and the endowment of our college plunged by 40%. So have some experience, bitter experience in that issue. And I think the opinion of most people is that diversity is not a cure for a problem like that. But if, to the extent you have bonds, you're insulated from a downturn. To the extent you have stocks, you're able to get the generous returns in an upturn. So that balance is the art, I guess.
Follow-up question?
Follow-up.
Not trying to put you on the spot, but I mean, when I first came to the legislature, even I did a little social engineering with the Oregon Investment Board, and actually later in life decided that it was better to not do that. I speak specifically, and at one point we did ask for, you know, divestment from certain industries around there, and then decided it was best to let the divestment be left to the experts and kind of give them a little nudge now and then. Any thoughts on that type of investment and that type of interference for political purposes?
Well, yes, and I think that is the intellectual challenge du jour. Yesterday's New York Times had an article, for example, on CalPERS, the biggest pension fund, and they're wrestling with that very same issue. And I've been vetted by the PERS, the membership folks, and I think they're of two minds. Obviously, you have to get the highest return for the beneficiaries, but you don't want to invest in the mafia either. So if I'm confirmed, it'll be an intellectual challenge, believe me. But yes, I mean, that whole issue of impact investing is in the news every day.
Yes, Senator Beyer.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Mr. Russell, the senator kind of referenced the proposal that's in front of us to, I think the treasurer believes that he would like to bring more of that structure in-house and worry it there, as opposed to the way we've contracted most of it out and got a lot of diversity that way. There are many people who have some concerns about fixing something that doesn't appear broken.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any concerns or thoughts on that?
Well, I'm only cursorily aware of the issue, but I guess my belief is that if there's to be an expansion of the staff, it ought to occur on a gradual basis.
Thank you.
Okay, any other questions? Yes, Senator Burdick.
I'm a constituent of Senator Burdick, so.
That's right.
So we're going to see, is she coming to the rescue? Or?
I've been asked not to reveal everything I know. And I'm very happy to see you sitting in that chair. And one of the things that appeals to me about your nomination, not just knowing your record and your amazing record of civic involvement for a number of years, but also your experience in real estate. And I wonder what your perceptions of how real estate fits into the portfolio and any observations that you might have or activities that you might engage in that area?
Well, I mean, I do, and that's what I do every day. I think you can expect me to say this. I think real estate is undervalued right now. The recession hit real estate harder than virtually any other sector, and memories are longer as a result of that. You can buy buildings like mine at a 6% return, and you can borrow at virtually nothing. But those returns are coming down. But typically, those things lag in time.
So follow up, Madam Chair.
Yes.
So do you see an opportunity now to?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. And U.S. real estate is now being sought after by virtually every country in the world. Chinese bought the Waldorf Astoria for $1.5 billion. Norwegians are now, with their investment funds, are heavily involved in U.S. real estate. So
it would be good to have that expertise on the council.
Okay, well, it looks like you've answered all of our questions for now, so we'll thank you for your willingness to step up and serve on this important council, and we'll let you go and act on your appointment at the close of the hearing today.
And thank you.
Thank you. I'll close the public hearing and next open a public hearing on the reappointment of Todd Basham to the Land Use Board of Appeals. Thank you for waiting so patiently, and then welcome to the Senate Rules Committee.
Good afternoon, Chair Rosenbaum, Senators, members of the committee. My name is Todd Basham. Since 1999, I've had the privilege of serving the citizens of Oregon in the capacity as a board member and board chair of the Land Use Board of Appeals, or LUBA. As you know, LUBA's mission is to resolve appeals of land use decisions made around the state and do so within an expedited 77-day framework. That task is always challenging, but I've enjoyed the challenge over the last 16 years, and if confirmed, I would look forward to the opportunity to serve for a fifth term. Those are my comments, so I'd be glad to answer any questions.
I'm sorry, you probably said this, but how long have you been serving already?
Since 1999.
Ah, okay. Any questions for Mr. Basham? Yes, Senator Boquist.
I'm just looking for an observation, Madam Chair. I mean, obviously, I'm in a rural county, so we never think good things about your board. So. Any insights? I mean, we obviously are, there are several times we're facing now where we have economic issues where we're trying to figure out how to do development. I said the vice chair of revenue, and we're out here trying to figure out how to do rural economic development, so on and so forth like that. And any, I mean, you've seen this for 16 years. Any suggestions or thoughts on land use issues and how to make them at least more friendly along that line?
Chair Rosenbaum, Senator Boquist, it's a good question. That gets into policy matters that LUBA tries to stay out of. Our mission is to make sure that land use development proposals are, if there's appeals involved, that they're resolved expeditiously and moved along as quickly as possible, because that ultimately has the best economic effect. Trying to improve economic conditions in rural areas is a complex issue that I really can't get into.
Okay, any other questions? Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
We'll let you go. And I'll close the public hearing. And next we've got a group, and I'll open a public hearing on the appointment of Donald Betts, Ronald Boucher, Ken Hirasaki, Richard Hoylman, and Chloe Shelton to the Board of Medical Imaging. If you'd all like to come forward, and we might need to pull up an extra chair. Great. And I think Chloe's going to join us by phone. Hi, is this Chloe Shelton?
This is, hello.
Hi, Ms. Shelton. This is Senator Dianne Rosenbaum, and I'm the chair of the Senate Rules Committee here in the state capitol in Salem. Are with me Senators Ginny Burdick, Senator Brian Boquist, and Senator Lee Beyer were the members of the Rules Committee. I've just opened a hearing on your appointment and that of four other people who are here in person, so we'll let them go first, and then we'll ask you to tell us briefly about your background and why you'd like to serve. So just hold on. You should be able to hear us. And whoever wants to go first, go ahead.
Left or right?
Yeah, sure.
My name's Donald Bradley Betts. I am here, obviously, for the Medical Board of Imaging. My background is 25 years as a radiation therapist. I've served in both Canada and the United States. I'm currently the Director of Oncology Services for Samaritan Health in Corvallis. We serve Lynn, Benton, and Lincoln counties. And the question as to why would I want to sit on this board has been asked by many of my peers and my family. And the answer for me is it's time. I'm very passionate about my patients. I'm very passionate about my profession. And now the time has come to serve the community on a larger scale at the statewide level.
Thank you.
Chair Rosenbaum, Senators, thank you for giving me the opportunity to be here today. My name is Ken Hirasaki. I'm an interventional radiologist here in Salem. I've been in private practice here for the past 6 years and work closely with imaging professionals and look forward to helping in a small way. And Oregon has given a lot to me, and I just hope to give back in this way.
Madam Chair, Senator Committee members, my name is Ron Boucher. I am a 24-year-old veteran, Navy physician that have relocated here to Oregon about 3 years ago. I serve now as chair of the VA, Portland VA Healthcare System, as well as the professor of OHSU. My experience with the Navy is a global experience, working with as a consultant to the Surgeon General on matters of policy as well as radiation safety and medical imaging issues. And so I think I could provide some service. Thank you.
Thank you. Chair Rosenbaum and other senators, my name is Rick Hoylman. I trained at the VA Hospital in Nuclear Medicine Technology several years ago. Worked at OHSU for about 10 years, Skylakes Medical Center in Klamath Falls for 2 years, as well as the Heart Clinic there. And I've been the program director for the Nuclear Medicine Technology program in Klamath Falls at Oregon Tech. Oregon Tech has about 5 medical imaging programs and about 120 students across those 5 programs, so it'd be an honor to represent rural Oregon, Oregon Tech, and those programs on the board. Thank you.
Thank you. And Chloe, would you like to go ahead and say your name first for the record and then tell us about yourself and why you'd like to serve?
Sure. My name is Chloe Shelton. And thank you for hearing me over the phone today. I am a radiologist in practice here in Bend, Oregon. I've been with the group for about 3 years. I'm a general radiologist, but my specialty is women's imaging, doing mammography and obstetric ultrasound predominantly. I grew up in Colorado and did my medical training all over the place out east at Dartmouth, and then back in New Mexico for my residency, and then again out to Boston for my fellowship. Did a fellowship in women's imaging. And the reason that I'm interested in serving on this board is to, one, personally advance my understanding and oversight of regulation of medical imaging, and also to provide a sort of boots-on-the-ground perspective of how policy and legislation are impacting the day-to-day practice of radiology in general, but also in particular in regards to women's imaging here in Central Oregon.
Okay, great. Well, we're very glad you're willing to take on this important assignment. Did we have any questions for these folks?
No, ma'am. I just noticed they're getting along because there's a lot of new reappointments to this board,
right.
More than average. So
right.
They must be replacing something that either a lot of people left quickly for or there's a challenge.
Or perhaps everybody served 2 terms and it was time for new people to come.
Well, I read the statute, madam. No, there's some vacancies that are being filled.
Okay. And I noticed, Mr. Hirasaki, that you might have some young people in the audience here with you today. Did you want to introduce them?
My wife, Tippy, is here, and my 3 children, Katie, Kaz, and Ray, are all here in the back.
We're very glad to have you here, and it looks like you're spending part of your spring break with us here. But thanks for being here, and thanks to all the family members that have come to support
and then
the
look, we brought the sun with us. There's sun shining outside.
Yes,
so.
Definitely. Okay, well, thank you all.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chloe. I'll close the public hearing and next open a public hearing on the appointment of Julia Gentunin to the State Mortuary and Cemetery Board. If you'd like to come forward. Good afternoon, and thank you for waiting so patiently. Welcome to the Senate Rules Committee.
Thank you. My name is Julia Gentunin. I'm more commonly known as Judy. I am from Corvallis, and I'm a nominee for the Oregon Mortuary and Cemetery Board. I've been active in advocating for historic cemeteries for many years. I worked for 20 years at the Benton County Historical Museum. Currently, I'm a volunteer for Benton County Natural Areas and Parks, and I work with the Crystal Lake Cemetery records and activities. As an historian, I've always had a very long interest in taking care of our cemeteries, and I served for 8 years on the Oregon Commission for Historic Cemeteries. And currently, I'm on the board of a national organization, the Association for Gravestone Studies. And in 2013, I co-chaired a conference at Willamette University for AGS. During the time that I was serving on the OCHC board, I contributed to the Oregon Heritage Bulletins about cemetery management, and I often helped small cemeteries understand the rules that pertain to them. I applied to the OMCB because I see it as a way to continue to help Oregon cemeteries, and I'm very pleased to have been asked to be a nominee, and I appreciate coming before this board. Thank Senator Rosenbaum and the other senators.
Thank you for your willingness to serve, and do we have any questions? Okay, I don't see any questions for you,
thank you.
Thanks again. We'll let you go and act on your appointment at the close of the hearing. And I'll close the public hearing and open a public hearing on the appointment of Douglas Walker to the Oregon Board of Optometry. If you'd like to come forward. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Chair Rosenbaum, members of the Senate Rules Committee, for the record, my name is Douglas Walker, and I'm a practicing optometric physician in Brookings. I am honored to be considered for public service as a nominee to the Oregon Board of Optometry. I am deeply committed to protecting public safety and health of Oregonians. As an optometric physician, I am passionate about upholding the high standards of the profession. I welcome the opportunity to continue the important work of the Board of Optometry to ensure that all practitioners are properly licensed and trained, that consumer concerns and complaints are fully investigated and resolved, and that the standards of the profession are upheld by all practitioners. My background includes leadership positions with the Oregon Optometric Physicians Association, the Rotary Club of Brookings Harbor, and our local Chamber of Commerce. If confirmed, I would bring this experience and my perspective representing rural Oregon to the board and its work. I welcome any questions.
Okay, thank you very much for your willingness to serve. Do we have any questions? Okay, I do not see any questions for you, so we'll thank you again and let you go and act on your appointment at the close of today's hearing.
Thank you for your time.
And I'll close the public hearing and next open a public hearing on the appointment of Amy Heinlein to the Oregon Patient Safety Commission Board of Directors. Hello, is this Amy Heinlein?
Yes, it is.
Hi, this is Senator Dianne Rosenbaum, Chair of the Senate Rules Committee. Here in the State Capitol with me are our Vice Chair, Senator Ted Ferrioli, Senator Ginny Burdick, Senator Lee Beyer, and Senator Brian Boquist. And I've just opened a public hearing on your appointment to the Oregon Patient Safety Commission Board of Directors. If you'd like to just say your name again for the record, and then tell us briefly about your background and why you'd like to serve.
Okay. Thank you, Chair Rosenbaum, Senators Beyer, Boquist, Burdick, and Ferrioli. For the record, my name is Amy Heinlein, and I reside and work in the city of Beaverton. I appreciate you giving me this opportunity to address you today about my desire to serve on Oregon Patient Safety Commission Board of Directors. I have more than 20 years of experience in human resources, predominantly in the public sector. One of my primary responsibilities is to purchase group health insurance coverage at a public water district that I currently work for. The public purchaser seat that is available on the board is of interest to me because of my passion in purchasing benefit plans, promoting wellness programs, and cost management. I also share the commission's commitment to reduce the risk of adverse events in Oregon and to encourage a culture of patient safety. I believe my professional background will help me become a contributing member of the team. Please consider my application to serve on the commission's board of directors, and thank you very much for your consideration.
Okay, well, thank you for taking on this important assignment. Do we have any questions for Ms. Heinlein? I don't see any questions for you, so we'll thank you for your willingness to serve and act on your appointment at the close of today's hearing. Thanks again.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And I'll close the public hearing and next open a public hearing on the appointment of Sean Parkman to the Public Employees Benefit Board, if you'd like to come forward. Thanks for waiting so patiently, and welcome to the Senate Rules Committee.
Thank you. Chair Rosenbaum, members of the committee, thank you for your consideration today. My name is Sean Parkman. I live in Portland, Oregon. I'm the nominee for the Public Employees Benefit Board. I have worked for the state of Oregon in the Oregon Health Authority for the past 5 years, and my interest in serving on the board is that as a state employee interested in our benefits, and also my experiences on subcommittees to the PEB board. Those experiences, I believe, will help me contribute in a positive way to the work of the board. In those roles of subcommittees, I've advocated for constructive improvements on health engagement model and various other aspects of the work. And I hope to lend a constructive voice to the board. Thank you.
Okay, well, thank you for your willingness to serve on the PEP board. Do we have any questions for Mr. Parkman?
Thankless job at that particular place.
Okay, well, that's why we're thanking him. So, okay, thanks again, and we'll let you go. And I'll close the public hearing and open a public hearing on the appointments of Tamara Bowers and Lynn McNamara to the Workers' Compensation Management Labor Advisory Committee. If you'd both like to come forward. And good afternoon. Thanks for waiting so patiently. It's probably pretty interesting to hear from all these other folks. But yeah, if you'll just introduce yourself and tell us why you'd like to serve.
All right. Hello, Chair Rosenbaum and Senators. Thank you for this opportunity. My name is Tammy Bowers, and I have over 30 years of experience in workers' compensation. Nobody goes to school wanting to work in insurance, but I actually love it, and I've never left this field. I've worked on the insurance company side and the employer side. I've worked with small businesses, ranchers, and farmers, as well as some really big employers in the state of Oregon. And I've been in here pre-Mahonia Hall reform, post-Mahonia Hall reform. So I feel like I have a really big picture view of workers' compensation that can serve me well on the MLAC committee if appointed. So I appreciate your consideration as well as your time. Thank you.
Thank you.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, I'm Lynn McNamara. I live in Portland, and I appreciate the opportunity to speak with you today. I work for City County Insurance Services, CIS. As the executive director, we administer a self-insured workers' compensation group for about 220 employers, cities and counties in Oregon. And I have, through that experience, I think, gotten a lot of perspective on both workers' compensation on the ground and the experience that employees have when they're injured. I think our members really believe in a fair and balanced workers' compensation system as important, and I would hope to be able to bring my experience and perspective to MLAC in pursuit of that going forward.
Okay, well, thank you both for your willingness to serve. I myself served on MLAC for a while, so I think you're going to find it very interesting and challenging at times, but worthwhile. So thanks again. Any questions?
Thank you.
Okay. Well, thank you again.
Thank you.
And we'll be acting on your appointment at the close of the hearing. Okay, I'll close that public hearing and open a public hearing on the appointment of Thomas Giles to the Residential Facilities Advisory Committee. And thank you for waiting so patiently. You're actually our last appointee of the day. So
thank you.
If you'd like to go ahead, tell us a little about your background and why you'd like to serve.
Thank you, Chair Rosenbaum, Senators. My name is Tom Giles. I'm from Corvallis, and I'm a nominee for the Residential Facilities Advisory Committee. I am currently a volunteer certified long-term care ombudsman with a facility in Lebanon, a nursing facility in Lebanon, and an assisted living facility in Corvallis. I'm also the parent of a 31-year-old man with intellectual and developmental disabilities and a 17-year advocate in the state of Oregon for people experiencing intellectual and developmental disabilities. I think that my background and experience can benefit the committee as they establish and implement a program for visiting DD homes and mental health homes across Oregon. Thank you for your time. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you for taking on this assignment. Sounds like you'll bring a lot to it.
I hope so.
And do we have any questions for Mr. Giles? Okay, I don't see any questions for you, so we'll thank you again.
Thank you.
And let you go. And I'll close that public hearing, which was our last hearing.
Yes, it was.
And so I think we're ready to start taking up motions. So I will, and I make those motions, so I will begin by opening a work session on the appointment of John Russell, and the chair moves the appointment of John Russell to the Oregon Investment Council to the Senate floor with a be confirmed recommendation. Is there any discussion? Yes, Senator Boquist.
At the moment, I'll be no vote on Mr. Russell. I'd like to meet with the treasurer and then reach back out to Mr. Russell and have a discussion with him.
Okay, any further discussion?
I'll be supporting my colleague on the committee with a no vote.
Thank you, Senator Farioli. Okay, so Zoe, I think we'll call the roll, please.
Senator Hardy?
Aye.
Senator Beyer?
Aye.
Senator Boquist?
Nope.
Vice Chair Farioli?
No.
Chair Rosenbaum?
Aye. Motion carries. And we need a carrier for this motion. We have a volunteer, Senator Burdick.
I think I would like that. Thank
you. Senator Burdick will carry this motion on the floor, and I'll close the work session. And next, I'm opening a work session and moving the following appointments and reappointments to the following boards and commissions to the Senate floor with the recommendation that they be confirmed en bloc. Mark Baird to the Appraiser Certification and Licensure Board, Pinka Sutherland and Shapone Sinlapse Okamura to the Commission on Asian and Pacific Islander Affairs, Keith Washington to the State Aviation Board, Anton Minthorn to the Columbia River Gorge Commission, Alicia Reidman to the Oregon Board of Dentistry, Holly Spruance to the Oregon Educators Benefit Board, Randall Smith to the Electrical and Elevator Board, Marilyn Green to the Home Care Commission, Todd Basham to the Land Use Board of Appeals, James Lace, Lisa Leip, and Angelo Turner to the Oregon Medical Board, Donald Betts, Ronald Boucher, Ken Hirasaki, Richard Hoylman, and Chloe Shelton to the Board of Medical Imaging, Julia Gentin to the State Mortuary and Cemetery Board, Bonnie Kostelecki to the Oregon State Board of Nursing, Douglas Walker to the Oregon Board of Optometry, Amy Heinlein to the Oregon Patient Safety Commission Board of Directors, Sean Parkman to the Public Employees Benefit Board, John Thomas to the Public Employees Retirement Board, Gregory Marler to the Board on Public Safety Standards and Training, Thomas Giles to the Residential Facilities Advisory Committee, Leah Bates, Judith Brizendine, Olga Cobb, Ann Irwin, and Heidi Seip to the Teacher Standards and Practices Commission, Gary Johnston to the Board of Trustees of the Oregon Institute of Technology, T. Allen Bethel, Joe Esmond, and Craig Prosser to the TriMet Board, Tamara Bowers and Lynn McNamara to the Workers' Compensation Management Labor Advisory Committee. Any discussion on the motion?
Yes, Madam Chair, I'm only slightly confused. I'd be happy to carry all of those, but I plan on voting no on Todd Basham.
Senator Boquist, if you want to be able to vote yes on some and no on another.
Well, I know we need to have another motion.
We probably would need to separate out
that one,
that name. So why don't we just stand at ease for just a moment, and we'll figure out how to do that. And members, we are in a work session. The chair will move to amend the motion that was just made to remove Todd Basham. And that then leaves all the other names that I just read in this motion.
Yes, ma'am, and I know I'm happy to carry.
Okay, so any discussion on the motion? Any objection to the motion? Okay, the motion carries. Senator Boquist, are you volunteering to carry this on the floor?
Yes, ma'am, I'm voluntold, I understand.
Okay, thank you very much, Senator Boquist. And I'll close this work session and open a work session on the appointment of Todd Basham to the Land Use Board of Appeals. The chair moves the appointment of the reappointment of Todd Basham to the Land Use Board of Appeals. Is there a discussion?
Just that I'm a no vote, I'm going to reach out to several other members. And
okay,
and
thank
I'll
you.
Reach out to Mr. Basham, too, so he knows why.
Thank you, Senator Boquist. Any further discussion? Okay, Zoe, would you call the roll, please?
Senator Burdick?
Aye.
Senator Beyer?
Aye.
Senator Boquist?
Nope.
Vice Chair Farioli?
No.
Chair Rosenbaum?
Aye. The motion carries. Do we have a volunteer? The chair will carry this on the floor, and I'll close the work session. And that completes our list. We have.
I just want to say, Madam Chair, members of the committee, the appointments will be on the floor on Monday.
Yes, members, take note that these will be on the floor on Monday. So thank you, everyone, and we are adjourned.
All right. So here's the deal.
Are adjourned.
All right.